But much more interesting right now here in a local sense is what is going on with WeBuyCars. Now, Faan van der Walt joins us. Morning, Faan. Lovely to have you on the Biz News Briefing.
Good morning, Alec. Thank you for having me.
You guys have been getting quite a lot of support from the Biz News community, not least Walter Aylett, who tells me he bought big in WeBuyCars ahead of the listing. And he really loves your company. He did say, though, that he felt that at 35 Rand, it seemed to have run a little bit hard. I know you guys aren't supposed to be looking at the share price, but can you give us a sense of where you're seeing it?
Yes, look, this is new to me, being a listed company. And it's interesting to monitor the share price and see what people think. You're right, it did well. I think the initial trades happened at around 20 Rand, and it recently hit 35 Rand. It's certainly not one of our goals to try and raise the share price or influence the share price. What we are focused on is delivering good results, and that's our core focus. We're certainly not one of these companies who puts a digital scroll when you walk into head office displaying the share price. So that's certainly not the focus. Sometimes you see it's down 10% and then it's up and nothing has changed in the company and you wonder why happened? Why did people sell? Why did people buy? But I guess that's supply and demand, and you know the value of a listed entity is what the shareholders are willing to pay for shares.
Well, you're going to be meeting a guy called Nick de Blok at the Biz News conference in March. We're in fact putting out the opening for bookings today. And Nick is the CEO of Kinetico, and Kinetico's share price is down 32% right now in Australia. So I guess the 10% here and there is easy going. Just from your side, though, yesterday you brought out a trading statement. So it's not your financial results, but it is telling shareholders what they can anticipate. And at the top line, it looks very healthy, more than 20% growth. But with headline earnings per share, it's actually gone backwards by about two-thirds. So those are big disparities. And that's why I wanted to ask you, given there's so much interest in your company amongst the Biz News tribe, exactly if you can just unpack that for us so we can understand it better.
Sure. Let's start by just saying the financial year end for WeBuyCars is in September. So we've recently ended our previous financial year. So the auditors are busy. We're nearly finalizing our results. So that will be made public on the 18th of November. But according to JSE regulation, you have to notify shareholders if you're up or down, or you anticipate being up or down more than a certain percentage. That's why yesterday we did send out a SENS explaining in detail what that's going to be. In our case, it's positive news mostly, but you're absolutely right. We need to explain and why there are a difference between our core headline earnings and our basic earnings, and that's got to do with the listing. So there's two major amounts that will be non-cash, non-recurring. It's financial provisions that were in the books. Firstly was to do with a call option derivative. When Dirk and myself was still shareholders in WeBuyCars in our personal capacities or in our companies together with Transaction Capital. So that amounted to about 426 million, which needed to be provided for in the books, and that was removed. So that's the one big expense. And then there was a listing fee of around 40 million Rand. Cash rate, it's made up of many parts, but that's more or less 40 million. So these are non-cash, non-recurring provisions that was there. What's most important to us is that core headline earnings. That means we're doing the volume, we're earning a proper return for the investors, and hopefully next year, you know, you'll see a good set of results which wouldn't include such anomalies.
But it's a proper business. 800 million Rand in core headline earnings. That's a big number, up 21%. I was actually, I had to rub my eyes when I saw your figure on how much it costs to list on the stock exchange, more than 40 million Rand. No wonder there aren't that many listings nowadays. Is there anything that you could have done to drop that or perhaps shave off some of the advisor fees?
Mm. Look, firstly, it was not in my hands, as we were a minority shareholder and the controlling shareholder. All the transaction capital, you know, drove that process. But I also questioned that, and I think we did well, because I think you can mess up a listing quite easily by trying to save money throughout the process. We had fantastic advisors in the form of Palladis Capital and BSG Capital, who assisted us, and also building the relationships with potential investors and just doing things right. So I'm happy with the result. It's never it's always a bit painful, you know, when you employ the right people and the professionals, because you have to pay for that. But I think the results speak for themselves.
Now, you have to sell a lot of cars to sort out 40 million rand. And I'm sure that's the way you look at it, still having started the company. The other point I'd like you just to explain is 42 million shares going to Coronation Fund managers. So how did that work? Because, well, just take us through. You unbundled WeBuyCars from Transaction Capital, which is probably with hindsight a fantastic thing that you've now extricated yourself from their clutches, because that's a company that seems to be going through a rough patch still. But some of those shares then went to what you call a book build, so people could subscribe for it, but a heck of a lot went to Coronation.
Yes, yeah, that's negotiations that started happening last quarter 2023. And for this listing to take place, you had to go through this whole process. I think it was explained in detail in the pre-listing statement. But yes, they had to, take a view on WeBuyCars and commit a certain amount for us to do the deal. And that's what it boils down to. So they were early investors, which made the listing possible.
So Coronation are one of your cornerstones. Walter Aylett and Aylett & Co., another of your cornerstone investors, as Walter proudly told us. Who else are big shareholders now in WeBuyCars?
There aren't many shareholders over 5% or even close to 5%. I think besides those, the PIC has invested significantly in WeBuyCars, and lots of pension funds. Those sort of shareholders.
You've got lots of people watching your process, or your progress rather, not just direct investors. And there are a lot of the business community, after Walter said, you're such a great company, you bought in around 30 Rand, and well, they've had a good ride up to 35. But I guess your results are coming out on the 18th of November. Look forward to talking to you then. Look forward to you telling us the WeBuyCars story in March next year at the BizNews conference. But before you go, this 21% at the top line, that's the number we're going to look at, take the accounting out of it. Is this a sustainable figure, the growth?
Yes. Look, I think for the foreseeable future, yes, because you have to look at the size of the market. These are questions that previous stakeholders within WeBuyCars asked me many years ago. How far can you go? How much can you still grow? I vividly recall Michael Mendelevich, back in the day when we were just doing over 6,000 cars and per month, I said, I'll promise you I'll still be around when we do 10,000, which seemed very far away. And now currently we're constantly hitting 15,000. As a percentage of the market in South Africa, the NAMSA and the used vehicle registration statistics will show you that, you know, there's around 140,000-150,000 deals a month. So we're still sitting on just into double digits there. So I believe we can certainly grow it. Our ambition is to do around 25,000. So there's still lots of room to grow locally.
Plenty, plenty runway there. Fyn van der Walt is the chief executive and co-founder with his brother Dirk of WeBuyCars.